a rather brisk Wednesday, but thank you very much for letting us share it with you. Guys, growing up in high school, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was always that one, maybe two girls that you would look at and go, they're so far out of my league. You know, they're just like...
More than two.
Okay, well, yeah, for you. you know, there was that one that was just like smoking hot, was on the dance squad or whatever, the cheerleader, and everybody was like, oh, she's so pretty. And then you see them later on in life and you're like, wow, what happened to you? Has that happened? Have you experienced that?
You know what? Part of this is that I've moved far away from home.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the after effect. I haven't gone back to high school or college reunions or things like that. But I can think of people that I'm curious what they
sure.
look like today.
Two experiences, one on opposite sides of this. One...
you know, they're saying the same thing about you,
probably. Oh, well, I'm sure they... Well, yeah. I'm like, what the hell happened to you? Anyway, so I went home one time, and I'm not going to say names because I believe this person is...
They're still alive and may listen
to
the
show. Oh, yeah. Well, if not in our listening area, but via, you know, the
right.
online and...
Yeah.
By the way, Seth Mila, WSAU on Facebook, and don't forget our podcast on WSAU.com.
While we're talking, I've looked up one who came to mind from high school on
yeah.
Facebook right here.
And?
Time has been relentless.
Well, there was one that everybody in our high school was like, oh, she is just so hot. And she was just gorgeous in high school. Found out that she had a job that was very physically demanding. A legitimate job, an honorable job, a great job. But very physically demanding, and time had turned her, well, Austin Powers said it best, it's a man, baby. Very mannish. And it was like, oh, my gosh. Now, the flip side is, very pretty girl that I actually had a date with in high school.
How did that happen?
Huh?
How did that happen?
Yeah, it was a fluke. She lost a bet.
Uh-huh.
So,
lost a bet?
No, I'm kidding.
You were the prize for
yeah.
a losing bet.
Well, what do I have to do? You have to go out with Mila. Oh, Lord, why? Anyway, she is in the media and not too far from here. Hasn't changed a bit since high school. Hasn't changed a bit. I saw her on an ad for her TV show.
Some people need to work at it in the
yeah.
gym or, you know, eating or not eating, as the case may be. Other people just don't care and let it go.
When you say not eating, why are you looking at me?
So right. Where is this leading?
Well, this conversation I saw, there was a discussion online about whatever happened to that person, that guy or girl that you thought was hot in high school. And here's some responses. I was back visiting my hometown and saw him riding a tractor down Main Street. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan, man.
Or Harvest Time here. I can't tell you how many times we've been driving down the road and there's like this major piece of farm equipment just trucking down the highway.
That's part of the deal, man.
That's
for living here. That's what happens.
There it is. Way to go. Number two is she got kicked out of West Virginia University for drinking, and with the amount of drinking at WVU, that's really hard to do.
Yes, I suppose.
She had 5 kids in 8 years, still looks great. She's now divorced. We haven't talked since high school, but I put a photo of myself on her Facebook page, and she, quote, liked it. Guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Oh, yeah. obviously, he doesn't understand the like button.
The other one was, I just Googled him and found out that he's got a mugshot for exposing himself in public.
Nice.
And the other one I thought was pretty cool is, I went to school in Tampa with Channing Tatum, so I guess he's doing okay.
You look at some of those celebrities that are, you know, gorgeous now.
Yeah.
You look at their high school pictures, and a lot of them say, oh, I was the ugly duckling in high school. I never could get a date. Some of them, that was true. And all of a sudden,
yeah.
they became, you know,
hot
in Hollywood.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Some of them were really dorky looking.
Right.
And then well, I guess it happens is those that are really, really hot in school, as time wears on, it's like, now you peaked early. You're done. Last but not least, here's one thing, a little scientific information. Just throw it in there as an end to the conversation. Now that apparently everything else that needs to be cured has been cured. Cancer's cured. Diabetes is cured.
Wait a minute.
HIV
what?
Is cured. No, no, no. The scientist, he has come up with a discovery, and the reason he's done that is because obviously everything else has been taken care of.
Oh, so he has cancer's a lot of time cured. On his hands. Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's got to be the explanation,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
David Nutt is a neuroscientist at Imperial College in London. He says he's created, quote, an alcohol substitute that has the exact same effect on you as if you were really drunk, only without the side effects. When you drink an alcohol substitute, you don't get aggressive or emotional. It's not addictive. You can sober up instantly by drinking the antidote, and it doesn't cause a hangover.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be available anytime soon. David says he's trying to find funding to finish up experimenting and get it on the market. He's reached out to alcohol companies, and they've said no. Gee, I wonder why. Why wouldn't alcohol companies want to market something that would put them out of business?
No, I would think they would buy it and bury it, like you know the oil industry does with. Don't you remember that movie? What was that movie with George C. Scott?
I don't know.
The Formula.
Yeah, the 50 mile an hour or 50 mile per gallon engine that's been destroyed.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, really. How's it now? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
What a beautiful morning. I think I'll have coffee on the porch. Wait, what if the neighbors see me in a bathrobe and make fun of my thighs? I better wear sweatpants. But what if they make me look frumpy? I better wear jeans. Oh, crap, I forgot to take them out of the dryer last night. They're probably still damp. But nobody can tell, right? What if they can? And someone starts a rumor that I lack bladder control? And at the next neighborhood watch meeting, people point and call me leaky? Ugh, screw it. I'll draw the shades and drink coffee in the darkness. What a horrible morning.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.